This from Mark Spears, Yahoo Sports. Dirk Nowitzki is confident the Mavericks will make the playoffs, and he's confident that their experience will prove valuable once the postseason begins. But Dirk also understands the reality facing his team. Quote, it's tough. If you're bottom four, you're basically starting out on the road right away. Last year, we at least had home court through the first round. So basically, if we want to go to the Western Conference Finals, we have to win a lot of road games, and we haven't won a lot of games on the road. But hey, it is what it is. Rested, I still like our chances. The Mavericks have used 12 different starting lineups throughout the year, but look like they're gaining a little bit of traction even though they lost against the Lakers yesterday on the road. Only two of the Mavs' final six regular season games are at home, but they'll get a chance to rest. But for the playoffs, they have 4 days off before their regular season finale in Atlanta on April 26. Mark Cuban said, look, we're in the same position we were in last year. A year ago this week, the head coach of the Nuggets was saying he wanted to play us in the playoffs. At this point, it wasn't like everyone was saying this is a dominant team or they're the team to beat. It was the exact opposite. They were saying these guys have no chance. That's what everyone is saying right now. Of course, the main reason that the Dallas Mavericks went on for the miracle run to win the NBA championship was Dirk. He averaged 27-8 against the Blazers, 25-9 in the Lakers sweep. He shot 57% from the field, 32 against Oklahoma City. That was the average, 12 free throws a game, including 24 for 24 in game one. And who can forget this moment in the NBA Finals last year against the Miami Heat?
This is an exclusive 105.3 The Fan Dallas Mavericks remix.
Well, after being outplayed for 43 minutes and 12 seconds, the Dallas Mavericks get it done.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Dirk, it was the Dirk Nowitzki show.
And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
He made shots from everywhere.
And they stay there.
Corkscrews, one-legged, fadeaways, free throws. Corkscrews, one-legged, fadeaways, free throws.
Dirk. And if you're going in, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
Dirk Nowitzki was the man.
You are definitely the MVP of this playoff.
Wow.
I mean, the guy is just unbelievable.
Wow.
Nowitzki for three. Nowitzki right back.
If he wasn't so quiet, if he was Brand Nowitzki, he had a shoe and all this, we would be at the... This is a joke how good this man is.
Wow.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Dirk. It was the Dirk Nowitzki show.
And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
He made shots from everywhere.
And they stay there.
Corkscrews, one-legged, fadeaways, free throws. Corkscrews, one-legged, fadeaways, free throws.
Dirk. And if you're going in, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
RJ.
Remember that vaguely?
He went off last year. He had a legendary run. They'll need it again. How much faith do you have in him doing it again?
Like, he can repeat that performance, sure. But does he have the team around him to make that performance matter? No. That's the answer, no. So can he care? Look, Michael Jordan could do so much. Dirk's not Michael, all right? Michael Jordan could will this team to a title. He could bring this team to a title. Dirk Nowitzki could have the same kind of games that he had last year in the postseason. And I think he'll be able to repeat that. But this team isn't as good. They're just flat out not as good. Jason Kidd's older, all right? Delonte West is not the same kind of spark plug we thought he was going to be. He's not J.J. Barea. There's no Tyson Chandler on this team. Deshaun Stevenson isn't coming out of that tunnel to guard someone. So, yeah, Dirk can do it, but no, he can't do it in the sense that he's going to help them repeat, I don't think.
There's nothing that the Dallas Mavericks can do throughout the rest of this regular season. Whether they beat every team left on the schedule by 30 or they lose, if they lost every game by 25 heading towards the playoffs,
I wouldn't feel one way or the other. That's just the way this season has gone. The team is too unpredictable. How the hell can you guess that Delonte West is going to carry them yesterday and score 16 points as an offensive option when you really haven't seen that throughout the entire year? You have no idea what you're going to get from Vince Carter. Absolutely zero. You have no idea what the hell Roddy B is going to produce. But as for Dirk carrying the team, we go back to Charles Barkley's comments where he said, look, Father Time is going to win and beat Dirk. You talk about next year, he's just going to be a year older. And he said the Mavs' chances this year, they're not going to win the championship. It's done. This is back in February. They can't beat Oklahoma City. I don't think they can beat Denver or Portland because those are the three best teams I've seen in the West all year. Let's remember that Charles highlighted Denver and Portland. The Mavs are too old. They're too slow. Losing Tyson and Deshaun really killed them. I would not be shocked if the Dallas Mavericks made it back to the finals again. And you wouldn't be shocked if they get put out in the first round, especially
the NBA finals?
Yes.
That would shock me.
It would shock you?
Yeah. West finals, no, but the NBA finals would shock me.
Dirk and what he did last year, it's interesting. We're talking about a Dirk decline, especially with Charles Barkley discussing this. Mm-hmm. And as a fan, do you think Dirk is capable of putting this team on his back? You've watched the games. You know what he's capable of. 877-881-1053. Vandergriff Honda Fan Text 43733. Look at this comparison. It's interesting. February last year, he averaged 22.2 for the month. February this year, 22.3. March last year, 24.6. March this year, 25.3. And then last year, he was at 20.9 for the month of April. A little bit of a drop-off there.
Yeah.
This April, 21.1. It's incredible. It's almost identical in terms of the production. When you think he's probably falling off, when you think he's slowing down, which, by the way, he has been over the course of these past few
games, he's been
awful, shooting 38% over the last five, but I just believe he's capable of doing it. He's that great of a player. And every year, Chop, every single season, his regular season average takes a leap in the playoffs. Last year, he was at 21 per game. He averaged 27.7 for the playoffs. The year before, at 23 in the regular season, he averaged 26.7. Year before, 25, up to 26.8. And the year before, 26, up to 26.8. So the slight adjustment, I think he can have another legendary run. You bring up the great point about the team around him. But for the singular focus of this conversation, can Dirk still do it, even though he hasn't looked that great throughout the year? I think he can.
I think he can, too. Again, I don't think the team around him is good enough to help him out and help that cause become a reality. You know, his numbers go up in the postseason. He probably gets more minutes too. I think you shrink your bench down a little bit. Your starters play more instead of Dirk playing 36 minutes or in the regular season he'll play 42. So he'll get a little bit more time to play, get some more points. But yes, he can put those numbers up. He can have a duplicate of last year because he always seems to put in 25 to 27 points per game in the postseason. But he doesn't have the help. The help is not there. I mean, he's going. He's working on a car. He's trying to change a tire without an air gun right now. You know, he's just using a wrench. That's what he's got. That's what he's working on. And you it just takes forever. You don't get the same kind of results out of it.
But the other issue I saw yesterday, I mean, it was less than 24 hours ago. You're watching the game, and the thing that stuck with me was that last shot he took in regulation. It looked like the ball probably weighed 40 pounds to him. It took almost every amount of energy for to shoot that ball, and I thought, what's he going to do when the playoffs come around?
The Lakers, they cheat. They give him a heavy ball.
You think that's what it was?
Yeah.
That's true.
I didn't think that they, you know, that wasn't a good position for him to try to win the game. It was a tough shot. That was a typical Dirk unique look where he ran to the top of the key. He ran left, never looked at the basket, but he can pull off that type of magic where he's not even looking at the basket and he can end up tossing it up. I can't even believe he hit rim. I really can't even believe he hit the basket. And after the game, Dirk said, look, this needs to stop in terms of me being a volume shooter. He scored 24 points. He needed a Kobe-like 28 to get there. He got to the free throw line just two times, once on a defensive three-second call. Then he went in the final minute of overtime, 9 of 28, and Hubie Brown kept going at him for not going to the basket. And last year, he went to the basket a lot in the playoffs. Not really his game, is to go to the bucket, but Hubie kept saying, there's an opening. That will change in the postseason when Dirk is a master at getting to the free throw line. He's a master at getting beneficiary calls. He will turn it back up. Can the rest of the team support him? It would not shock me again, even given the way that they look, being as old as they are and as slow as they are and as less as talented as they are compared to other Mavs teams. Wouldn't surprise me if they made the NBA Finals yet again.